DeepEnglish.com.
Hypnosis is a form of direct communication with the unconscious mind. Is it a direct form of communication with the unconscious mind or the conscious mind? It is a direct form of communication with the unconscious mind. It is a valuable tool for raising self-awareness. What kind of tool is it? It is a valuable tool for raising self-awareness. It can also help people change negative patterns of behavior. What can it help people do? It can help people change negative patterns of behavior. It was accidentally invented by a man named Franz Anton Mesmer. Who was it invented by? It was invented by a man named Franz Anton Mesmer. Was it purposefully invented or accidentally invented? It was accidentally invented. Mesmer belongs to a small group of people who have a verb named after them. What do they have named after them? They have a verb named after them. To mesmerize means to capture the complete attention of someone. What does mesmerize mean? Mesmerize means to capture the complete attention of someone. Mesmer spent a lifetime trying to do exactly that. Did Mesmer spend a few days trying to do exactly that? No, Mesmer didn't spend a few days trying to do exactly that. Mesmer spent a lifetime trying to do exactly that. Mesmer was born in Germany in 1734. When and where was Mesmer born? Mesmer was born in Germany in 1734. He graduated from the University of Vienna with honors in law and medicine. Did he graduate from Deep English University? No, he didn't graduate from Deep English University. He graduated from the University of Vienna. Mesmer was a believer in Isaac Newton's idea that the moon's magnetic pull influenced the ocean's tides. Did Isaac Newton believe that the moon's magnetic pull influenced the ocean's tides? Yes, Isaac Newton believed the moon's magnetic pull influenced the ocean's tides. Mesmer applied the same logic to the human body. Did Mesmer apply the same logic to giraffes? No, Mesmer didn't apply the same logic to giraffes. Mesmer applied the same logic to the human body. He coined the expression animal magnetism. What expression did he coin? He coined the expression animal magnetism. Mesmer believed all living things possess a magnetic fluid. What did Mesmer believe? Mesmer believed all living things possess a magnetic fluid. This fluid, which he likened to electricity, was key to people's well-being. What was it key to? It was key to people's well-being. When the magnetic fluid was in harmony, people remained healthy. What happened when the magnetic fluid was in harmony? When the magnetic fluid was in harmony, people remained healthy. When it was out of whack or blocked, people became ill. What happened when it was out of whack or blocked? When it was out of whack or blocked, people became ill. Mesmer used magnets on his patients. Who did he use magnets on? He used magnets on his patients. He believed they could remove blockages and allow for the free flowing of the fluid. What could they remove? They could remove blockages. Could they also allow for the free flowing of the fluid? Yes, they could also allow for the free flowing of the fluid. Vienna's elite society hailed the mesmeric treatment a great success. Who hailed the mesmeric treatment a great success? Vienna's elite society hailed the mesmeric treatment a great success. It was the calm before the storm. What was it? It was the calm before the storm. In 1777, his claim to cure blind piano prodigy Maria Theresia von Paradis was met with scorn. When did this happen? This happened in 1777. Was his claim met with scorn or applause? His claim was met with scorn. Apparently, Paradis could see when Mesmer was in the room. When could Paradis see? Paradis could see when Mesmer was in the room. When he left, she became blind again. What happened when he left? When he left, she became blind again. This, and reports of inappropriate touching, forced Mesmer to flee to Paris in 1778. What was he forced to do in 1778? He was forced to flee to Paris in 1778. The French welcomed him with open arms. Who welcomed him with open arms? The French welcomed him with open arms. Soon he had over 200 rich and sickly aristocrats queuing for his services every day. Who was queuing for his services every day? Over 200 rich and sickly aristocrats were queuing for his services every day. Individual treatment became problematic, so Mesmer devised a simple solution, the baquette. What became problematic? Individual treatment became problematic. Did he devise a simple solution or a complicated solution? He devised a simple solution. Mesmer claims to have personally magnetized this unusual contraption. What did he claim to have done to this unusual contraption? He claimed to have personally magnetized this unusual contraption. It consisted of a large wooden tub filled with iron, glass bottles, and water. What was it filled with? It was filled with iron, glass bottles, and water. Patients would sit, holding hands in a circle around the baquette. What would they do around the baquette? They would sit, holding hands around the baquette. At the same time, Mesmer circled the room dressed as a wizard. Did he circle the room dressed as a clown? No, he didn't circle the room dressed as a clown. He circled the room dressed as a wizard. The mainly female patients would erupt in violent fits or hysterical laughter. Who would erupt in violent fits or hysterical laughter? The mainly female patients would erupt in violent fits or hysterical laughter. Mesmer would then remove them to a separate crisis room for further treatment. Who would then remove them to a separate crisis room for further treatment? Mesmer would then remove them to a separate crisis room for further treatment. This procedure was greeted with raised eyebrows. What was greeted with raised eyebrows? This procedure was greeted with raised eyebrows. In 1784, King Louis XVI, whose wife Marie Antoinette was one of Mesmer's patients, took action. Did Donald Trump take action? No, Donald Trump didn't take action. King Louis XVI took action. He ordered a commission to examine the medical man's methods. What did he order a commission to do? He ordered a commission to examine the medical man's methods. The commission said there was no such thing as magnetic fluid. What did the commission say? The commission said there was no such thing as magnetic fluid. Mesmer left Paris with his tail between his legs. He wandered Europe as an exile for the rest of his life and died in 1815. Who left Paris with his tail between his legs? Mesmer left Paris with his tail between his legs. Did he wander Europe as an exile for the rest of his life? Yes, he wandered Europe as an exile for the rest of his life. When did he die? He died in 1815. Mesmer's theories of magnetic fluid may have been mystical mumbo-jumbo. What kind of mumbo-jumbo may Mesmer's theories have been? Mesmer's theories may have been mystical mumbo-jumbo. Yet many patients still said his techniques were a success. What did many patients still say? Many patients still said his techniques were a success. By accident or design, Mesmer used suggestive mental states for positive outcomes. What did Mesmer use suggestive mental states for? Mesmer used suggestive mental states for positive outcomes. By addressing the unconscious mind, he cured his patients of psychological ailments. What did he cure his patients of? He cured his patients of psychological ailments. It was simply hypnosis by another name. What was it? It was simply hypnosis by another name.